What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we're doing things a little bit differently. For the month of June, we are doing our first mini-series, Dare to Date. Oh my god, Radiant Icons. If you listened to last week's Tea Time Sesh, then you already have an idea of what to expect for this mini-series. And if you didn't, no worries. I got you. We are catching up right here, right now, because this Tea Time Sesh, I'm talking about things I've never spoken about publicly before. And we are spilling the piping hot tea on all things dating. And for today's Tea Time Sesh, I am spilling the tea about being single for 3 years and making the decision to open up my heart back up again and being happy and joyful and giddy, all those emotions, having a crush, like, ew, who is she? Well, that girl is me. So you don't want to miss today's Tea Time Sesh. But before we get into it, Radiant Icons, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at AmandaPolicelli_ and at DareToBeIconic_. And if you're on LinkedIn, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials will be linked in the show notes below. But anywho, let's get to the good stuff. Let's get to the stuff that you are here for, which is the piping hot tea on my love life. If you guys have been following my TikTok or Instagram, then you know, you've realized that I've been soft launching a certain someone, right? I know I never thought we would be here, Radiant Icons, but here we are. And well, let's just get into it, shall we? Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your Tea Time Sesh is starting now. Here's the thing, Radiant Icons. Before I got into my current relationship with my boyfriend, I was single for 3 years. And that choice to be single for that long amount of time was my choice. I did things on my timeline. And I think that is my biggest piece of advice when it comes to daring to date, right? I know that one of the number one questions I've been asked in the last couple of weeks while I'm in this process of soft launching my relationship is, when did you know, Amanda, it was time to start dating? And frankly, I didn't know, you guys. I did not know. I loved being single. Honestly, I loved it a little bit too much because I almost didn't let my boyfriend in. I didn't give him the time of day or even a chance because I loved being single so much. I was so content with the life that I had created for myself and being by myself. I enjoyed my company so much that frankly, I wasn't even looking for anyone. He just popped into my life one day, and well, here we are at this time that this will air. It'll be over a month. So like, you know, here we are a month later, I'm in a relationship. And that's something that I never thought I would be saying on this podcast, to be honest with you. But, you know, here we are. To be honest, when it comes to when do I know if it's time to start putting myself back out there again? When do I know when it's time to open up my heart? When do I know if it's time to start dating? Well, honestly, Radiant Icons, I think you focus first on that intentional choice of building the life that you want, building that iconic version of you. Because once you do that, once you create that full, rich life that you've always wanted for yourself, and you are embracing your most iconic you, right? That's when everything in life comes to you. It's just attracted to you, all of this magic. And I know it's so cliche and I know it's so boring to say and to like listen to, but frankly, it's so true. Once you start loving yourself, once you start focusing on yourself and what truly makes you happy, everything else will align for you because love happens when you least expect it. I never expected to even be in relationship one, but two, to have met my boyfriend the way that I did. The way that I met my boyfriend was by chance. I was so content and focused on my own thing going on, right? On the empire that I've built with Dare to Be Iconic. I was focused on all of my career opportunities that were coming for me, especially in quarter one of the year, right? Everything was go, 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 go. I didn't have time for a man. I did not have time for a man. The only thing I had time for was my girlfriends, my family, and my business. Point blank, as it should be, right? I didn't have time for anyone else. And I was so filled with richness and joy in all those other areas of my life that I was okay with the romantic department not being filled up. And the way I met my boyfriend was through my best friend, Melina. You guys know Melina. She was on season one of the podcast. And actually, it is Melina's boyfriend's best friend of 16 years. That is who my boyfriend is, right? And I think it's so romance novel one, okay? And you know I love my books, okay? I think we all know that I am a big, big, big book girl. And I am literally living a real life romance novel. I cannot make this shit up. My life is a romance novel, and I am so happy to be reading this book in real time. But anywho, right? Like, I was out with Melina celebrating National Margarita Day, okay? We went to Chili's and got margaritas, and then we went to Disney Springs because what else do you do here in Orlando, Florida? And then we ran into her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was with his best friend who, as you guys probably guessed it, right? Like, that's my boyfriend, right? And at the time, I met him for 5 minutes and I said, oh my God, that guy's in love with me because, like, obviously, who wouldn't be, right? I mean, like, to be honest, that was my thought process. And I thought he was cute. And I go to Melina once everyone goes to their car and I'm like, Melina, please tell me that he's single and he's older than me because we all know I have a horrible track record of doing charity work. I have a horrible track record of dating younger men. I can't do that anymore. So I said, dear Lord, please, 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 let this man be older than me. Let him be single and older. And she said yes and yes. And I said, okay, he's cute. I said, okay, he's cute. But then I thought nothing of it. I thought nothing of it and I let it be. And then, you know, the next time Melina and I had planned a girls' day, well, we went to drinks afterwards. We met her boyfriend and now my current boyfriend. And well, the rest is history. The rest is truly history. The reason why I shared that story, not only because it's incredibly cute and iconic and I want to share everything with you guys, but because it proves that when you are so focused on your own timeline and creating that rich, full life for yourself, that you are so content and happy in all those other areas, that other area that may seem lacking, that may seem empty, will be filled by magic. And I know that's cheesy, but you know what? You're at Dare to Be Iconic, and I am a cheesy person, okay? And I truly mean it that once you are so content, once you are so happy and you have built the life that you want, and you are just so in your being, right? You are so confident and comfortable in your skin and the life that you have created, that partner that you are looking for to open your heart up to will come. They will be attracted to you because you are daring to be yourself. You are daring to live the life that you want. And that is when magic happens. It is rooted in that core foundation, in that core message of Dare to Be Iconic, because the more that you dare to be yourself in life, the more reward you will get. It's that basic principle of risk and reward. There is high risk in being yourself, but there also is a high reward because people will gravitate to you when you are authentically living your life as you. So keep on daring to be yourself and living by the timeline that you want. If I listened to my mom and to my dad and to my sister and to all my friends who are like, Amanda, put yourself out there. Amanda, go on dating apps. Oh, I'm going to create a dating app profile for you. If I listened to all of them when I wasn't ready to put myself out there, I would not be at the place that I am today. And I am so happy to say that I am in a healthy relationship where I am incredibly happy, where I feel seen, where I feel heard, where I feel respected and secured and reassured and all these amazing things that I hoped deep down that I would be able to feel one day. I'm able to feel it now because I took the time When I knew I wasn't ready to let anyone else in my life, I took the time to focus on me. I took the time to rebuild myself. I took the time to build my empire, to build my rich, full life. So when a partner or a person that I want to spend my time with comes into my life, that I can share my world with them. I am a firm believer that my partner does not complete me. I am already full by myself. No one needs to complete me. However, a partner should complement me. They should complement my already rich, full life that I have. And I want to share that world with them and vice versa, right? It should be a reciprocated two-way street because no one completes one another. This is not a missing puzzle piece type deal. You are already full by yourself. No one needs to complete you in life. You need to complete yourself before you let anyone in. That's one. And two, they need to complement my life. I've spent so much time building the life that I want. I want to obviously share my world with them, but they also need to complement it. They need to add value to it. It's like a business deal when you think about it, Radiant Icons, because you are not going to do business with someone who doesn't add value to your company, to your business, right? That's the same thing when you go into a relationship. Does this person add value to my already full, already rich life? Yes, they add value. Perfect. They're in my world, right? Bring them in. Let's do it, right? But if they don't add value, they don't need to be in your life, point blank and period. And I am so firm in that belief. And I am so, so happy that I stood my ground and I listened to my gut and I didn't rush my timeline to appease anyone else in my life. I did things on my own terms. And that is what I am going to highly encourage you guys to do when you are on this daring to date journey. You need to do things on your timeline. Do not listen to anyone else. You do not owe anyone anything, but you owe yourself everything. You owe yourself everything, Radiant Icons. So please do not let anyone make you feel pressured or rushed to go into a relationship, to go into a decision that you do not want, that you know that you are not ready for. Okay? Dating is on your timeline. It is on your terms. Dating is such an individualistic experience, as much as it is a collective one, right? With that other person. In fact, I'm going to read you something that I wrote in my journal on my first date, actually, with my boyfriend. And it is, I seem to forget, is that this isn't about him or what could happen. This is about me. This is about me learning and growing in a different capacity or area of my life. I have all the power. I am in control. And I am now doing that by pushing myself to try something scary because I know I need to do this in order for me to heal, to grow, and learn. And that is exactly what this dating journey is, you guys. You have to do things on your timeline. You have to trust your gut. You have to trust your instinct. Because if you don't, you are robbing yourself of the opportunity to heal, learn, and grow. And honestly, Radiant Icons, this quote from my journal brings me to relearning how to receive love. Because for so long, right, for 3 years, I was pouring that love that I poured into someone else, right? In that prior relationship of mine, I was now pouring that love back into myself. And I was taking that time year after year to get to know myself on a more intimate, more personal level than ever before. So that when I get into what is now my new relationship with my boyfriend, I can come into this relationship as a whole, complete person who fully knows herself and loves herself like never before. Because I am coming into this relationship as the most iconic, most confident version of myself. And I wouldn't have been entering this relationship as this version of me if I didn't take the time to learn about myself. However, what I seem to forget is that even though I've done all this work by myself before getting into a relationship, there's also a lot of work once you get into the relationship. Now, I know a relationship is work, effort, and dedication. Okay, I know that. I do know that, Radiant Icons. But what I seem to have forgotten is that I'm also learning about myself while also being with another individual, right? Being in a healthy relationship after one being single for 3 years and also coming out of a not healthy relationship, right? I wouldn't say the relationship with the letter in the box was toxic, but it wasn't the healthiest. And we all know my first relationship ever, the one at 19, definitely was a very unhealthy, very toxic, abusive relationship. So, you know, that one was not the best, right? So I'm coming from a track record of trauma and hurt, right, in my relationships where nothing truly was really maybe the healthiest. Then I'm coming from a place of 3 years of taking care of myself, focusing on myself, where I have become this confident icon that you see today. And now I'm learning how to take all of that, all those past versions of Amanda, and bring her into a relationship and learn how to work with someone and also receive love, receive care from another person, which is weird to me because I'm so used to just giving it to myself that honestly, you guys, I think I'm really bad at like taking it in sometimes. I'm like, oh, what is this? No, I can do it by myself, because I think for me, I think, oh, well, if I receive love or care from my boyfriend, then that takes away from me being an independent, confident, strong woman. No, it doesn't. I don't know where I fed myself this lie. Like, it's honestly kind of ridiculous, but I'm breaking that now because I think I got so used to being single. Remember, I said I loved being single. Yeah. That comes full force right now, because sometimes I'm really bad at receiving the love that my boyfriend is giving me, right? I'm bad at receiving the care that he's given me. And I've definitely gotten better at it, but I've been reading through my journal entries from when we first started talking to like now while I'm recording this episode. And you guys, my poor boyfriend. But it's okay. It's okay, because I'm learning. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about dating is general, right? Whether you're talking to someone or you're in a relationship, it's this big, beautiful, healing, growing, and learning experience. And damn, am I learning, Radiant Icons. I am learning so much about myself. I'm learning about boundaries. I'm learning about communication. I'm able to see the things that in my past relationships where I was like okay with taking, where now I'm in this new relationship where I'm like, no, actually, what the hell was I thinking? That past version of Amanda accepted that horrible, bad love and just like took it when she didn't deserve that at all, because now she's seeing this good, safe, nurturing love in her life. And she's like, damn, this is what I've deserved this whole entire time. And I allowed myself to take less of that. I allowed myself to shrink myself. Like, what? But it's so eye-opening to have these realizations. And also, I think what's so beautiful is that I'm able to see the growth in myself about certain topics or subject matters that I never thought I would be able to discuss with someone so freely. And with my boyfriend, I'm able to communicate with him about these topics or subject matters that I was maybe ashamed of or embarrassed about, or I was uncomfortable about navigating. I'm able to talk so freely and openly with him because he makes me feel so seen, so heard, and so secure. And also, I didn't realize how special it is to have a partner see you, truly see you for who you are. There are parts of my past, there are versions of me that are not so shiny, right? We all have those not so shiny versions or parts of us. And some of those versions of me or parts of me, they're very flawed and they're not so shiny. And I hold embarrassment and shame and guilt with them. And I just thought that when people see those versions of me or those parts of me, I automatically think they're going to be scared away and that they're going to leave and all these things, right? But he accepts every version and part of me because he truly sees me for who I am and he accepts it. And I think that's the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced in my life. In my 26 years of life, I've never experienced something so beautiful and magical than having someone see every part of you, every version of you, and not be scared away and accept it. This relationship in its entirety is healing parts of me that I never knew needed to be healed. And that's also something so beautiful because I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning so much about my partner, and I'm learning so much about our relationship by having these parts and versions of me be healed that I didn't know needed to be healed. And it makes the heart just feel so good. I've just never been happier than I am right now. And I'm just so happy that I get to share it with you guys. And before we end today's tea time sesh, I'm going to be so beyond vulnerably honest with you guys. I was so scared. I was so scared and nervous to open up about this new chapter, about this new era in my life, because I know that you guys know me as the girl who got her heart broken by a letter in a box and built an empire out of it. And I will always be that girl. That girl will always be a part of me. She is the reason why we have Dare to Be Iconic. But I am also the girl who is opening up her heart to this new season of finding joy and happiness and potentially love. Both of those girls can exist at the same time. And I think what's so beautiful is that in the year of 2025, my word is iconic. And how lucky am I that I get to embody my version of iconic by being brave enough to open up my heart again? And how lucky am I that I get to do this with you guys by my side on this journey? I wouldn't want it any other way. I love sharing my life with you guys. I love spilling the tea about everything going on and the lessons that I'm learning. That is the foundation of Dare to Be Iconic, and that will never change. We are just evolving and growing and healing in real time. And that has always been my promise to you guys, is to be open, honest, real, and vulnerable. And this is just a new chapter, a new era in my life. And I am so excited to see it unfold. And I'm so excited to bring you along on this journey as I get to experience all these emotions and feelings for the first time. So I guess what I'm trying to say is thank you for supporting and loving that girl that got her heart broken by a letter in a box. Thank you for loving her, because without her, we wouldn't have now. And I hope that today's tea time sesh brings you hope, that if you have experienced trauma, if you have experienced heartbreak, if you've experienced loss, I hope that this episode shows you and proves to you that there is a possibility to be happy again, that there is a possibility to open your heart back up, that there is a possibility that there is something brighter for you, and all the pain that you have experienced, there is a reason for it. And you will get to the happy, powerful part of that pain. Because if there is one thing I've learned on this Dare to Be Iconic journey, that with every painful memory, there is a powerful opportunity waiting for you. So even though the journey may be messy and cloudy and foggy and unsure at times, it's going to be worth it because you will find what you are looking for. I am so beyond honored to be on this Dare to Be Iconic journey with you. Thank you guys for loving every version of me that you've seen on the evolution of this Dare to Be Iconic journey. But anywho, enough of me getting emotional on the podcast. I'm surprised I didn't actually sob my eyes out. But anyway, I just had to share my heart with you guys. It wouldn't be Dare to Be Iconic if I didn't, you know? But let's talk about next week's Tea Time Sesh because I am so beyond excited. Bex is coming back to DTBI. I know, twice in one season. How lucky are we, Radiant Icons? Honestly, next week, Bex and I are spilling the tea about dating, healing, and sexuality. And we are chatting about all that from two different perspectives. Me being in a new relationship and Bex being in a new era in her life because, spoiler alert, Bex is now single and we are celebrating in our Tea Time Sesh because we did some major tea spilling. And I cannot wait for you guys to listen to that Tea Time Sesh. I'll speak with you then, right? Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.